Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was talking about how greatly Jesus humbled himself. Please follow as we start there today.
God will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
In John 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Whatever the Word is, whoever the Word is, he's God. Verse 14, same chapter, John chapter 1, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Verse 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So again, this was God come in the flesh. So just to make himself a human was to humble himself so very greatly. Now when we are resurrected, Romans 8:23 lets us know that that's what we're waiting for, the adoption, to wit, the resurrection of our bodies, which we find that our bodies will change and fashioned like unto his glorious body. You know what that tells us about Jesus, who was the Spirit until he came 2,000 years ago to Bethlehem? Sir, that tells us that Jesus is going to have a human body throughout all eternity. And we are going to have a body that's fashioned like unto his glorious body. He was first the one to make himself of no reputation. He humbled himself. He took upon himself the form of a servant. He washed the apostles' feet and made himself in the likeness of men. He became an actual human being with a human spirit, so that when he was on the cross, sir, the Father poured out all his almighty wrath upon the human spirit of his only begotten Son. We read in verse 8 there, Philippians 2, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as we have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's important. He's not saying work to get saved. You're saved, just like these apostles, the disciples sitting up there, are every whit clean. Now that that's in them, they need to work it out. And that's important when we go back to John. Because we see then in John chapter 13 to do as he did. What did he do? He humbled himself. For what reason? Well, to save our soul, as we just read, but also for the disciples there at the supper. Why did he do that? Because he's not illustrating his purpose in coming to save from sin, but he's also that we might be a holy people, as the Bible said. So therefore, we need the cleansing of our feet, in other words, of our daily walk. And giving this ministry to the apostles, and really to all of us who are saved, who should follow, It's the idea of exhorting one another, encouraging one another to walk in a manner that is righteous and well-pleasing before our God. Because if we don't, then we do err. Now let me take you to the 1 Corinthians passage in chapter 15. And verse 49 is where we're going to start. Chapter 15, verse 49. And we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. In other words, we're going to be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Now he goes further to explain it. Now this I say, brethren, who are brethren? They are the saved, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Sir, our bodies are corruptible right now, even if we're saved. But one day, we are going to inherit incorruption. The body that will be fashioned like unto his glorious body will never be able to corrupt. Then the famous verse that follows. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. That is, we shall not all die. We shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And my brother, when our bodies die, they are corruptible. Our body's corruptible now, we know that. But just think of a body that you're resurrected in, that in no way possible can be corrupted. No more body odor. No more of the things that our bodies suffer and feel, the aches, the pains. This is an incorruptible body. So what does he say there? He says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. As a mortal, I can be killed. But when I'm resurrected and given a body like fashion like into his glorious body, it can never become mortal. We'll put on immortality. Verse 54, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where's thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Brother, you may want to underline that along with verse 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Now, in verses 55 and 56, we just read there. And really, even going back to verse 54, where death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where's thy sting? Why is he talking about that? Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Death is final, complete separation forever from God into the lake of fire. It doesn't mean we cease to exist as a living spirit. The people in hell will have bodies. It won't be their earthly body they had. It'll be a body that will not be able to disintegrate in the torments of hell and in its fires. So, death simply means separated from God. In the day that Adam and Eve sinned, the Lord had told them, you shall surely die. Their bodies did not pass away physically. We're told in Genesis that Adam lived another over 900 years. However, his body passed away then. But what about the day he sinned? Yes, he died. It was a spiritual death. He was separated from God. And it was to be forever, unless there is a Savior. Therefore, the promise in Genesis 3:15, given to Eve, that her seed, now seed comes from the man, not the woman, so why would it say that her seed, the seed of the woman, because it would be a virgin birth, even in Genesis, 4,000 years before his birth, Jesus, 3,000 years maybe, Jesus, goodness gracious, Jesus, virgin birth is predicted. Oh my. I got away from this text of the letter here, so let me get back to it. The sting of death is sin. That's what separated us from God. The strength of sin is the law. That Old Testament law shows us we're sinners. God did not do away with that holy instrument. Jesus said he fulfilled it. And the only way we can fulfill it is in Christ. We are accepted in Christ. Ephesians 1:6. That's why verse 57 says, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That means it's assured. Now, verse 58 is just as important here. Therefore, in our church services, I've shared with our people that the word therefore and the word wherefore are quite similar. But the word therefore appears about four times to every 2.5 to 3 times wherefore is. So it's almost double. And so why the difference? Therefore has the idea, we'll just say that you're starting where you are right now, whether you're in a car or sitting at home, and you're listening to this Q&A. Therefore says, you start right where you are, and this is what I want you to do while you're headed towards that goal. Your goal may be a mile away, it may be 100 miles away, but you're headed to that goal. So therefore, do this as you're on your way. Do this and be this on your way. That's the word therefore. Wherefore would be this. Stop and do what I want you to get done right now before you go any further. Take care of it now. Okay. Therefore, take care of it while you're going. Wherefore, take care of it now. Well, therefore, on your way to eternity as a saved person, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Sometimes it seems like vain because we don't see the things happening. But just because you don't see it happening doesn't mean it's in vain. You can't see the eternal result quite yet.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.